to despair. For you and me, send down a prayer for you.
Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. All of Psalm 112. And then Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of Psalm 112 and Psalm 23. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to spend time with you one-on-one, reading and meditating on your word each and every day. And thank you for the many ways your word empowers us, guides us, molds us, and shapes us to become more and more like you. Thank you for how that your word is empowering us as men of God to live for you, to serve you, and to be well-equipped warriors on the battlefield of life. More and more empower us to be a people that are fully filling our hearts daily with your word and walking in its grace, power, and wisdom daily as well. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that the extent of your affection is beyond comprehension. Heavenly Father, I pray that we'd open our hearts and our minds and our ears for whatever you have to say for us today. I pray for strength that we could walk in your callings for us, that we'd be bold in your word. And Heavenly Father, I pray that we'd also be bold in going out and loving others more and more and more. Thank you so much for how much you can teach us and how much you have already shown us your love for us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we often do, I want to take time to share an article from the AFA Stand that I wrote that helps to introduce the topic and the overall direction of our broadcast for today. The title of the article is Biblical Images of Manhood. Again, that title, Biblical Images of Manhood. In the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, there are many truths, insights, and stories that help paint a clear picture, a portrait of sorts, of what a man is. They specifically paint a picture of what a godly man is. Now, I should say very quickly, there's only one man in all of the Word of God that perfectly paints such a picture for us. That man is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He alone stands as our only perfect role model. He's the only man who lived a perfect life without sin. There are, though, other individual characteristics that we find in some of the other men of the Bible that are definitely characteristics to be desired. A number of these traits could be appreciated by any and all men. In looking at the lives of many characters in the Bible, We learn important attributes and characteristics that we as men of God should seek to attain or receive into our lives as well. Also, in this day and time, there's a tremendous need in the world for a clear understanding of what a real man is, a godly man, what he really is. And there's an outstanding need to paint a picture, a portrait of what a godly man looks like based on the wisdom of God's precious and powerful word. What are some biblical characteristics and some biblical standards that help us see and define what a godly man looks like? Well, here are a few. He's received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of his life. See John 3:16 and Romans 10, verse 9. And he seeks to be a man like David after God's own heart. See Psalm 23. He seeks also to read the Word of God daily for himself. See Psalm 1, Psalm 112, and Psalm 119, verse 105. Also, he spends time in prayer daily. See Mark 1:35, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, Daniel 6:10. Next, he seeks to have a time daily to bring the family together, to read the Word of God, to teach from the Word, and pray together. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9, Ephesians 6, 1 to 4. Also, he takes and or makes time to train and instruct his children, teaching them about God, the Word of God, and teaching them wisdom for all areas of life. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9, Proverbs 2, 1 to 9, Proverbs 3, 1 to 2, and Proverbs 4, 1 to 6. Also, he seeks to lead and take his family to church regularly, such as worship service on Sundays and Bible studies on Wednesdays. See Joshua 24:15, Hebrews 10, verses 24 to 25. Also, he has a sense of mission in his life. He seeks with passion to fulfill the specific call of God on his life, whatever that calling may be. See Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, and Colossians 3, 1 to 3. Also, he works hard to provide for his family. See 1 Timothy 5:8. Keep in mind, God gave Adam a job before he gave him a wife. See Genesis chapter 2. Also, he is a protector for his family. See Matthew chapters 1 and 2. And he lives the life of a good role model for his family and others. See Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. He has the wisdom and the courage to take responsibility and to deal with problems head on. He takes responsibility and doesn't run from it. See 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. A man, a godly man, has a love for God and a maturity and authority about him that sets him apart from the rest of the males in the world. A real man is seeking God and is seeking to fulfill God's purposes for his life. A real man has the perspectives that are biblical and honorable. A real man is someone who understands that women and girls are special and precious, and they are to be honored and protected by men. Real men understand that women are not objects to conquer or persons to be disrespected and used. A real man respects and honors women and girls. A real man does not take advantage of a woman. He respects women and will not be involved with a woman sexually unless he has won her heart and put a ring on her finger and married her first. Boys ask questions while men give answers. Boys play house while men build homes. Boys shack up while men get married. Boys make babies while men raise children. A boy won't raise his own children. A man will raise his and someone else's when the need arises. Boys make excuses for failure while men produce ways and strategies to succeed. Boys look for someone to take care of them. Men look for someone to take care of. Boys drop out of school saying that school is a waste of their time. Men recognize the importance of and value of education and preparation. They desire to be educated and or to gain a skill or skills in life in order to reach their full potential in life. The world in which we live is in tremendous need of faithful, godly men. Pray that God will raise up many of them who understand the important place and call of God upon their lives to be men after God's own heart in their home and in society and in culture as well. Again, the title of the article, Biblical Images of Manhood. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. We are very honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Pastor Mark Walker and his associate Jamie Smith. who are the leaders and directors of a ministry called The Master's Way, a men's ministry. Pastor Mark and Jamie, how are you all today?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
All right, great to have you all with us. And I'm going to ask if each of you, starting with Pastor Mark and then Brother Jamie as well, further introduce yourself. Tell our listeners a little bit more about you so that we'll know who you are before we dive into talking about the Master's Way Men's Ministry. Pastor Mark, if you'll start us off there.
Yeah, well, I am the pastor at Walnut Corner General Baptist Church in Light, Arkansas. I retired from the Paragould Police Department, and before that, I served 10 years in the armed forces. I just seen a lot of suffering and problems in law enforcement, and seeing where drugs and alcohol was always a part of that picture. It was like 100% of the time it was always involved. And I thought what a difference it would make if people, you know, could get free from that. And so having a relationship with the Lord, I just felt like the Lord was calling me into starting a type of men's program. And so the program actually is it's a discipleship program. It's about following Jesus. The rehab, souls being saved, lives being changed, those are all the side effects of actually following Christ. And so he just blessed me with an opportunity, and I had a couple of rent houses, and one of them came available, and I felt like the Lord said, start small, and he has just opened the doors, and it just grew tremendously. But I'm just blessed. It blesses my soul to be a part of it.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Brother Jamie, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your connection to the ministry as well?
Yes, sir. My name is Jamie Smith. I'm from Harrisburg, Arkansas. I was part of the program. I've had a troubled past and everything, and nothing would go right. When I got here, I just asked God to take the sin away and everything, and I've tried to live more Christ-like and everything, and all I'm doing is trusting the process and learning every day, and I graduated the program, and now I'm able to help other men like me and everything, and the younger generation, just trying to help them that there is hope, and all you have to do is pray and surrender yourself to Jesus Christ.
Mm. All right. Well, let me say very clearly, very honored and grateful to have both of you on, Pastor Mark and Brother Jamie as well, and very grateful to be able to allow you all to share about the work and the mission behind the Master's Way Ministry, men's ministry, in view of the fact that the need for this kind of ministry is just tremendous in just throughout our culture, because we see so many times so many men seem to shipwreck in life, and there's so many things that seem to work against men and manhood in our culture that battle against those realities. And so, again, grateful to have you on with us today. We're coming up on a break, but on the other side of the break, as we begin the next segment, Pastor Mark, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for that our listeners would have ears to hear all that the Holy Spirit wants to say to us through the broadcast. And after you pray, Pastor Mark, I'm going to ask Jamie if you'll pray that same prayer, because we're hoping that every person listening, men and women, will see they have a part in helping God, just through, at least through their prayer lives and otherwise, to help raise up more men in our culture that love Jesus and want to live for Jesus Christ, because there's so much men can do when they're totally committed to the Lord and living for the Lord. Again, grateful to have you two on with us today, Pastor Mark Walker and Jamie Smith, who are leaders with the ministry, The Master's Way Men's Ministry. We'll be right back.
My soul awakes.
The music of Planet Shakers, the song simply entitled Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Pastor Mark Walker and Brother Jamie Smith. They're leaders with the ministry called The Master's Way, a men's ministry. And Pastor Mark and Brother Jamie, as we begin this segment, I'm going to ask if each of you, starting with Pastor Mark, then Brother Jamie, pray that our listeners would have ears to hear everything the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have the privilege to come before your throne. Lord, we know that that in this nation and worldwide, drugs and alcohol and other chains of bondage that the enemies put on people, that you would have us set free from that. So, Lord, we pray that that the listeners would know that Christ has come to set them free, that he has an abundant life, that he wants to bless them in ways they could never imagine if they would just trust in him and follow him and surrender to his will in their life. We thank you for it, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Brother Jamie, would you lead us in prayer as well?
Yes, sir. Our Father, I come to you today and the opportunity to reach so many people that are lost like I was, that all of us are lost, and that you're the only way, and it's easy just to surrender yourself to Jesus Christ and he'll take all this away. And it is better just trusting God, putting God first is all. I just hope somebody out there, I'm a prime example of it. And Father, just reach somebody, and I know you will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, too, thank you for Pastor Mark Walker, and thank you for Brother Jamie Smith, and thank you for the Master's Way men's ministry that you've raised up. Father, bless each of them in this ministry. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. And Lord, use them, Lord, to minister mightily to every listener, to help them better know how to pray and to be involved in helping to encourage men to be godly men that seek to live for your glory. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right. Well, Pastor Mark, as I was speaking of earlier, I think your background is a tremendous background that the Lord used to prepare you for this work, being both a police officer and you were in the armed forces and presently a pastor. But I want to invite you just to, in whatever direction you want to go to begin, tell about the Lord's leading you to start this ministry and why you think it's so needed in our culture today.
Right. So, you kind of hit on a point there. You don't realize that God is preparing you for a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little emotional, excuse me. I know when you read where David fought Goliath, and he said, I have killed the bear and the lion. God had prepared him when he was a shepherd how to defend and how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think you don't realize God is working a work in your life, and everybody's that way. He's preparing you for something. He has something that will give your life much fulfillment, purpose, and joy. And I think, you're right. I think God was preparing me because I I got to stand alongside of men in the special forces and men that were just honorable men and men that served our country well. And then in the 101st and Air Assault was proud of those men. And then I got to serve in law enforcement and some fine people that trying to help their fellow man and get just blessed to be able to do that. And so I have a heart for men because I think the problem we have right now is we're not teaching our sons to be godly men, and they need examples of godly men to look up to follow.
Mm.
And I think that so many times in our society today, we're just big boys. We're still acting like boys instead of acting like men of God and being what God called us to be. And I believe deep inside of every man, we want to be that man that God has called us to be. We have a desire. We know that God has made us for more than what we're doing, and we're living way below where he wants us to be. So, yeah, I have a real heart for the men because I feel like if we could get a grasp for what God has for us, we could change our community, our nation, and the world. And I believe that if the men who are caught in these in bondage could get set free from that, the effect they would have not just on their sons, but on their daughters and on their wives would be tremendous. So, and I believe that, you know, there's some wonderful women's programs out there, and I think that's great. I just really have a heart, and I have a strong desire to see men become the godly men that God designed them to be. And it's an ongoing process, but it's wonderful when you see God doing these things in these men's lives. And now I'm not going to sit here and say that everyone's a success rate. There's a lot of failure. It is truly a battle for your eternal soul, and the enemy is very much active. He's constantly trying to get them to believe lies and that they can't do it. But if we just put our faith in God's word and trust in him, we show them that God will turn things around and he will use you in a mighty way. And so that's kind of my heart for it. Like I said, working in law enforcement, there was never hardly a call that we got called out to where either drugs or alcohol or something wasn't involved. And I often thought, man, it's just like a plague on us. And I don't know any. I have yet to meet anybody who doesn't have a family member that drugs and alcohol haven't touched their lives and harmed them in some way. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like it's I've heard the saying that ask God to let you get in on what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Instead of, and so that's kind of the idea. So I knew that God wanted to see these men set free from this. Mm-hmm. And so I asked for the opportunity, and God was just gracious enough to let me do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor Mark, I really appreciate you sharing both your heart and what you've seen in the journey the Lord has had you on. And again, there's so many things that you've mentioned that probably many listeners can identify with as challenges and difficulties they've seen in people's lives, men in their lives, and otherwise as well, too. So, but again, appreciate you sharing that. Brother Jamie, share with us about your involvement in the ministry as well.
I came here from jail and everything. And like I said, I worked the program, and whenever I got here, I just surrendered myself to Jesus Christ. And then when I did that, I just trusted the process. Anything asked for me to do, I stayed in my Bible. I learned the word. I didn't know much about the Bible before I got here, and I couldn't help nobody because I was being helped myself. But after a month went by and everything, then I started to learn more where I could spread. I could help plant a seed and everything. So I finished my year up and everything. And, my passion is to help people like me, or, just to keep planting the seeds and everything. And my journey's been hard, but really it's been easy. Only thing I do is put God first every morning and just go from there. Every night I fail and I ask him to forgive me and everything. So that next morning I'm like, what can we do today? Let's help somebody. And that's my goal.
Well, again, do appreciate you sharing your testimony, and grateful to know, too, that you're one who the Lord brought you through the program and then turned around and called you to get involved with it as well. And, of course, in so many ways, there are probably many people who can identify with you uniquely because you've been through it as well. So thank you for sharing. Well, Pastor Mark, you're the pastor of a local congregation as well as you're involved with the men's ministry. What would you like to see the church to do to really help address these challenges that you mentioned that men are facing in our culture today?
Yeah, I remember when we had, there was a whole lot of excitement about the Promise Keepers, where men were coming to these big events and they were encouraging them and telling them to be godly men. And I still think that's the same thing we need today. We need the local churches to get involved in any kind of thing that promotes men being godly men. And I think because if we'll do that, they will have an effect on their children and on their wives and on their community. And there's a lot of different ways they can do it. There's many support programs and things out there we can do, but just the focus. And like I said, this program is really about, it's a discipleship program. It's about following Jesus. It's like Jamie said, you know, I think they used that line in The Chosen. He said, I got one thing to do today, and that's follow him. And if every day we can do that, we'll draw closer to him, and he'll make changes in our life. And so I think that if the churches could just look for what God is already doing in your community and get involved and support those things and help them, because it is a struggle. Unfortunately, there are places out there that maybe their motive for what they're doing might be financial, and I hate to say that, but it's true. Mm-hmm. And we really need to focus on, it's about Jesus Christ. He changes lives. He sets people free. And so we just need to look around and find the program that you know is changing people, making men godly men, and help them any way you can.
Mm. Would you take time now specifically to pray for the church, that the church would do just what you were speaking of, really get serious about backing and helping to promote and build ministries that effectively address the challenges that men are facing in our culture?
Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you so much for what you're doing. We know it's your desire to see them set free, Lord. We know it's your desire to raise up godly men, especially in these last days. We know, Lord, it's not long before we'll be going home. And so, Lord, we just thank you so much for this opportunity. Lord, we pray that the churches and the body of Christ, that we would look for a way to help others. Lord, if we only love ourselves, is the love of God even in our hearts? So, Lord, I just pray that that you would break hearts today, that you would turn people's heart toward for their brothers and their sisters, Lord. Jesus said to love God with all your heart and love your neighbors yourself. Lord, help us to get all of that, to know that God's love is in us because we care. And Lord, help us to actually be spurred to action, to move, to actually put that in what, not just words, but to be active about it, to help in any way we can. Lord, I ask, Lord, that hearts would be broken, that prayers would be consistently going up to heaven for those that are lost and caught in an addiction or any other kind of chains of bondage that the enemy may have put on them, Lord. Lord, we know that there's power in prayer, Lord. So we ask you, God, to stir the hearts of your people, Lord, that they would pray and that they would be actively seeking to show love to their fellow man. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jamie, would you pray for the church basically the same thing as well, please?
Yes, sir. Our Father, I come to you today to want you to put the wisdom in the church to help people like me. We're not supposed to judge anything. Put it in their heart to open the doors to people like me, and know that the church's job is to help people like me. The church is supposed to help people and learn about you, and so we can trust in you and everything. Just give the wisdom to the church to not turn their head to us. Just accept us who we are, and to bring us closer to the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for the privilege you give us as your church to be filled with your Spirit and to learn to love people into the kingdom, to love people enough where they are, but to love them to Jesus and love them into the kingdom where the answers to all their problems lie. Set us on fire to be a passionate church, passionate about bringing the love of Jesus to a hurting world. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Pastor Mark Walker and Brother Jamie Smith of the ministry, The Master's Way Men's Ministry. We'll be right back.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my and I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of Abraham. One star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he. And on this road to righteousness.
The music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Pastor Mark Walker and Jamie Smith, who are leaders with the ministry, the Master's Way Men's Ministry. And Pastor Mark and Brother Jamie, want to ask if you all would touch on, in this, the last segment, in the short time that we have, the critical role, and again, Pastor Mark, you did speak of it somewhat earlier, but the critical role fathers have in helping to mold and shape their sons into godly men, but also the fact is the church's role in helping single moms who often have boys that have little or very, maybe little, if and sometimes maybe no influence from the father, that boy's father in his life. Would you speak to those matters?
Yeah, so there's no... We have a huge epidemic, I would say, of children being raised without a father in the home. A large portion of people in prison were there. If you ask them, they didn't have a father in the home, or they didn't have if they didn't have anybody that would fill that role to be an example to them. And you can say whatever you want to say, but it's what you do that children see and grow from. And so they need to see fathers, taking care of, providing for their families. They need to see fathers that honor their wives and treat women the right way. If you don't actually do these things, you can talk about it, but it won't do much good. They see it by the way you do it. And most importantly is, seeing a father that spends time not only reading the word, but sharing it with his family. Mm-hmm. And just personal Bible study time is a wonderful bonding time and a wonderful time to show them your heart. time in prayer, when they see that prayer is important to you, when they see that church is important to you, when they see you actually living that life, then they'll want to follow that path. I know that Bible talks about children being like arrows. You have to aim an arrow in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, I think it's important that we as fathers not just talk the talk, but actually do that. And so the issue, like I said, the epidemic we have is there's so many single moms. And we have women out here that some guy said they loved them and they thought, you know, this was it. And they commit to a relationship and then they end up with a child. And then the guy bails on him. He doesn't take any responsibility. He doesn't have any honor. And so, you know, that's not always the case. But for whatever reason, she ends up single with a child mm-hmm. and then desperate looking for help. And so what happens is the first guy that comes along that says, I'll be what you need. She throws herself to him again. And again, there's more children and he bails too. And what we need for the church, you know, I know that the world system is that we look to the government to take care of us. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that's God's system. I believe God's system is that first, family, you take care of your family. So, someone that won't provide for their family, they say, is the Bible says, is worse than a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should do that. And then secondly is the church should be involved. Those that don't have family, those you got single moms that are desperate for help, they should know that the church is a place that they can come, that it's an extended family, that we love them and we'll help them. And that way they're not in these desperate situations where they cling on to anybody that's offering any help. And really all they want to do is use them for what they can get. And so I think it's very important that way. And not only that, but the church's involvement in making godly men, mm-hmm. you know, then when these mothers find a good man, he'll be a godly man, and the children will have that benefit.
That's right. That's right. So true. Thank you for sharing that. Brother Jamie, did you want to share anything along that line?
I think that if we're talking about single moms, I come from a single mom. And like I said, I love my mom dearly. And she did all she could do, but she just didn't know really what to do. She had me at a young age. And she put me, you know, she put me on the church bus every week and everything, but she had to work. Mm-hmm. I think that if my mom would have took more time and spent time in the Word with me personally and everything, and we had Bible time and she came to Sunday school or anything when she was able, I think things would have been a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the single mom, if the churches can make something where the single mom's more a part of it, because, you know, a single mom's having to support that family and everything, her kids and everything. And like I said, my mom just put, I went to church and everything, but she wasn't a part of it because mm-hmm. she had to work. And I think if we could go back, then I mean, my mom was part of it. I think things would have been a lot different.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, appreciate you sharing that as well. Pastor Mark and Brother Jamie, would each of you pray for the church, that the church would really take up this responsibility as the Lord would have us to? Because, again, on the one hand, it can seem overwhelming, but on the other hand, the Holy Spirit can help us do what God is calling us to do as we just take responsibility. So would you each, starting with Pastor Mark, pray for the church to really help to address the issues of encouraging fathers to be good role models, but also ministering to single moms and their children in the ways the Lord would have the church to.
Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much that you have a plan to meet the needs of everyone. And that as your church, as the body of Christ, that we are part of that plan. We get to take part in what you have. And so, Lord, help us to open up our arms and show love and support to these single mothers, Lord, and let them know that they have a family, that they have an extended family, and that they can, and that we love them and we care for them. And Lord God, we just thank you for the opportunity. And Lord, we pray that while we're doing that, we'll also be teaching men to be godly men, because unfortunately in society, we've dropped the ball on that, and we need to pick that back up. And so, Lord, we just ask for your guidance in that, and we thank you for the opportunity to do it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Brother Jamie, would you pray for the church in that way as well?
Okay, Father, I come to you today for the church, hoping that the people that come into the church sees the wisdom of the church members, that you have planted the seeds and everything to these people to share their wisdom with the woman, with the single mother, and to let the single mother know that they're not an outcast, that they are an extended part of the family of the church, and just know that they are welcome, and for the Holy Spirit to come into these single mothers and know that it's not the end, that it's just the beginning, and show them the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, to thank you for your church. Thank you for the body of Christ in the world. Thank you for the fact that your church, filled with your Holy Spirit, is able to help address these issues in the ways you would have us to, as we're willing to sacrificially give our time, effort, energy, and money to help do this. Help us to know, Lord, that, Lord, you came giving of yourself sacrificially. In fact, you gave us the greatest sacrifice in all of the universe, yourself. Help us as the church to give ourselves to really seek to minister to young men, but young people, period, in the ways that's needed. And help us to know, Lord, that there's so much the church can do to both encourage single moms to do the best that they can, but also to have the men within the church to help be sort of surrogate fathers of sorts for young men who don't have a father involved in their life significantly. And help us to know, Lord, that it is our job to listen to your Holy Spirit, to know how to do that and ways to do that that will be effective. But help us to know, Lord, that it's not for us to sit on the sidelines with any of these matters, but there's much work to be done, and that you call us to sacrificially follow you. And we're just imitating what you already did before us as you sacrificially gave yourself. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, amen. Pastor Mark, would you, if someone wants to learn more about the Master's Way Men's Ministry or would like to get in touch with you, how could they do that?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and we have an email is themastersway@gmail.com. themastersway@gmail.com. Also, I give out my phone number to everybody now. Having said that, I mean, I get answered the first time because I'm always on the phone. But the number is 870-476-1838.
Okay. All right. Repeat again the contact info, the Facebook page as well as the phone number, please.
Yeah, I'm be honest. My wife runs a Facebook page. I just know it's The Master's Way.
Okay.
And my phone number is 870-476-1838. If I don't get the phone, just leave a message. I'll call back.
All righty. Well, Pastor Mark and Brother Jamie, thank you all again so much for being with us. And please continue to do the great work you're doing. And my guess is there'll probably be many listeners who would want to learn more about what you're doing and would like to be interested in maybe even starting a ministry similar to yours in their own community. So please continue to keep up the great work that you're doing, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
All righty. Father, thank you again for Pastor Mark Walker and Brother Jamie, and thank you for the ministry you've called them to raise up, the Master's Way Men's Ministry. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them and the ministry. Father, anoint them and anoint the ministry with a mighty, 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 mighty anointing, Lord. More and more, much more so, bless them in the ministry indeed, much more so, expand their territories, much more so, cause your hand to be mightily upon them, keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. And Lord, cause them to multiply more, raise up more ministries like it to do the work you've called us as the church to do. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you know you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, today's a great day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to commit your life to Christ, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now and make that commitment? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent of the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, help me to read my Bible daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get a copy of the article that we read at the beginning of the broadcast, again, article entitled Biblical Images of Manhood, email us, same email. We'd be glad to get a copy of that article to you as well. Again, joseph@afr.net. Please pray much for Pastor Mark Walker, Brother Jamie Smith, and the ministry, The Master's Way, as the Lord continues to use it to bless and minister to men. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.